Let's get more now from GMA legal analyst Dan Abrams. And Dan, a lot to get to here. I don't even know where to start, but perhaps let's start with her arrest in New York. We have some TMZ video where you see that arrest actually happen. She hasn't been formally charged. What happens now?
The DA is going to investigate. The DA is going to look at the police report. They're going to determine whether they want to file formal charges in connection with this. If there is a charge, it would be a misdemeanor. They're going to want to talk to the alleged victim. They're going to want to talk to witnesses, et cetera, and make a decision at that point.
And it was a rough day because just hours before this all happened, she was charged in California with reckless driving and misleading police. Could that influence what happens here?
Well, that's a bigger deal. It's not going to influence this investigation, but it's a bigger deal because she's on probation in California in connection with stealing a $2,500 necklace. Probation means that if you do something else wrong, meaning in this case she's now charged with three new misdemeanors, she could be sent to jail as part of the sentence on the previous crime, being the stealing of the $2,500 necklace. So if I'm Lindsay Lohan and I'm her attorney, while New York and what happened there is not insignificant, I'm far more concerned right now about the fact that she's just been charged in California.
Right, I mean, and she just did a short jail stint in the past. What would she be looking at in terms of jail time?
I mean, it could be up to 200 and something days. More likely, it would be something like 30 days. The point would be the judge would be wanting to send a message. That's why there would be a jail sentence.
Other judges have tried to do that in the past.
They have, but and you know what? But they have to do it for themselves, the judges themselves as well. They don't want to be seen as being soft on celebrities.
All right, Dan Abrams, thanks so much.